digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win best solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
ERB commences investigations into fast-depleting Zesco unit. Lusaka woman detained for allegedly throwing her two stepchildren into Ngwerere River. In global news, UN sanctions paramilitary leaders over Sudan atrocities. With the main news at 13 hours, my name is Mutale Mulenga. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says it has started conducting investigations into the fast depletion of Zesco units. This follows Energy Minister Makozo Chikote's recent directive to the ERB and Zesco to conduct an investigation into the fast depleting Zesco units and submit the findings before the end of March 2026. Speaking during a media engagement in Lusaka this morning, ERB Director General Elijah Sichone has assured that the findings will be submitted within the timeframe given by the minister. Mr. Sichone has, however, noted that the fast depletion of Zesco units could be as a result of increased consumption of electricity as opposed to high electricity tariff, as there has been no further increase in electricity tariffs since the last approval in October last year. Meanwhile, Mr. Sichone has appealed to fuel consumers in Lusaka not to have preferred service or filling stations, saying this has contributed to perceived temporary shortages of fuel in the district. He explained that most of the oil marketing companies in Lusaka obtain the fuel from the same source, citing diesel which comes through the Tazama pipeline before being distributed to the companies as an example.
Most of the fuel in this country comes from, particularly diesel, comes from the pipeline, Tazama. The pipeline, out of the 5.4 million liters per day of diesel, the pipeline on daily basis pumps on average 3.6 million liters. And most of these feeding stations, they get that fuel from Tazama, the same source. And actually, we've got procedures in place, and again, the team will explain. When fuel is taken to a feeding station, there are certain procedural issues that are done before the fuel is actually offloaded, you know, in terms of making sure that, you know, the quality and all these other issues are right.
Police in Lusaka have detained a 26-year-old woman of Meanwood, Kwamwena, Phase 4, for allegedly throwing two children, aged 6 and 2, into the Ngwerere River in a suspected murder case. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitikisha says the suspect, identified as Mary Kachilika, was apprehended through Chelstone Police Station following a report of the incident. Ms. Kay Tikisha explains that the matter was initially reported on February 25, 2026, around 14:30 hours at Kwamwena Police Post by Mr. Titus Kamanga, 29, of Meanwood, Kwamwena Phase 5, alleging that his second wife threw his two children from his first wife, Fanny Kanyinji, 26, into the river around 12 hours near Meanwood Phase 5. She says preliminary investigations indicate that Mr. Kamanga is in a polygamous marriage, having married his second wife in January last year, and reports suggest that disputes had reportedly arisen due to jealousy, as one wife has children while the other does not. Ms. Kaitikisha says on the day of the incident, Mr. Kamanga had reportedly gone for work while the first wife was outside carrying out household chores and the children were inside the house eating. She says the mother later heard the children crying and upon checking discovered they were missing and followed the direction of the cries toward the river where she reportedly found Mary Kachilika being pursued by a 28-year-old fisherman who was fishing nearby. Ms. Kaitikisha says the fisherman is said to have witnessed the suspect allegedly throwing the children into the river and apprehended her.
The mother later heard the children crying and upon checking, discovered they were missing. She followed the direction of the cries towards Ngwerere River. At the river, she found Mary Kachilika being pursued by a local fisherman, aged 28, who was fishing nearby. He is reported to have witnessed the accused allegedly throwing the children into the river and apprehended her. Police officers, together with fire brigade personnel, visited the scene. However, the bodies of the two children have not yet been recovered and search operations are ongoing. Investigations into the matter continue and the suspect remains in police custody.
President Hage Geingob has urged newly sworn-in officials to align themselves with the vision of the UPND administration as they assume their respective duties. Speaking at State House this morning, when he swore in Jenny Mukua as Controller Internal Audits, Joseph Akafumba as High Commissioner to the Federal Republic of Nigeria, and Andisia Lengalenga as Public Private Partnership Director General, President Hichilema said it is difficult for individuals to effectively serve in a government whose vision they do not share. The head of state said that it is better for one to decline the appointment than to serve without fully subscribing to the administration's agenda. The president noted that the UPND government has recorded steady progress since taking office in 2021, adding that it is vital for newly appointed officials to contribute to this advancement by committing themselves to government's vision and development objectives. He cited the country's improving economic performance, stating that the economy has shifted from negative growth to a positive trajectory.
Citizens are gracious to allow us to serve in different roles, and that applies to the three of you. You understand your roles. You know most of you have been in government, if not all of you, before, for many years. And you have seen the vision of this government, the UPND New Dawn government. You need to align your work with this vision. Two cannot work together unless they are agreed. What are you agreed to? The vision of the UPND New Dawn government. You cannot serve in a government whose vision you don't agree. The best is not to accept the appointment. So therefore you cannot continue using your roles to do other things.
Meanwhile, President Hichilema says that with the media operating under a self-regulatory framework, it is important for the sector to develop mechanisms to swiftly counter the spread of misinformation on social media. He has referred to a recently circulated image falsely depicting him lying in a coffin with Vice President Mutalina Lumango shown paying tribute.
Social media.
Vice President, you didn't see me in a coffin and you came to pay homage. I was in a coffin. But how does somebody circulate anything like that? What's the pleasure there? So I think find a way, the media, because we've given you self-regulation, find a way to say when things like that come out, you quickly put a system technically that says fake, isn't it?
Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has directed all permanent secretaries to urgently implement presidential directives and performance contracts, warning that failure to act on national priorities undermines progress in improving service delivery and economic stability. Mr. Kangwa says senior public service leaders must take personal responsibility in ensuring government policies translate into tangible results for citizens. Speaking during the 2026 Senior Public Service Management Meeting for Permanent Secretaries in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Kangwa emphasized that professionalism and ethics remain central to building public trust and strengthening governance, adding that public service carries a solemn responsibility to